It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The state Supreme Court is accepting challenges to Colorado's new congressional election map this week. At least two groups say they will file concerns. CPR's Benta Berklin has more.
The new congressional map was drawn by the state's first independent redistricting commission. It's largely modeled after Colorado's current boundaries, but some groups say the commission prioritized competitiveness over representation. Mark Gaber is an attorney representing the League of United Latin American Citizens and says the map dilutes the voice of Latino voters.
It's not just a matter of how many Latinos are in a district, but it's an analysis of the election returns to see if those show that Latino voters, together with white voters who support Latino candidates of choice, if they would be able to coalesce together and elect their preferred candidates.
The map likely creates four Democratic seats, three Republican ones, and a swing district. I'm Benta Berklund, CPR News.
Water levels at Lake Powell may be too low next year to create hydroelectricity. The reservoir relies on the Colorado River and its tributaries. Millions of people depend on that electric power. Andy Mueller is with the Colorado River District.
That's power that every person in this room has used in their daily lives. Our power prices are going to go up as a result of the lower reservoir levels.
Water leaders met in Colorado last week to discuss how to manage shrinking water supply as climate change and overuse stress the Colorado River system. The U.S. Labor Department fined the Shelton Dairy Corporation almost $25,000 over the death of a worker in March, Juan Ponzo Texmotle, drowned when a truck he was operating on a farm near Greeley fell into a pit. The investigation found that the farm operator failed to take measures to keep workers safe around the pits. It's mostly sunny across the state today, highs close to 80 along the Front Range. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.